Today we're going to be doing homework lab number 4, and this is a continuation of the lab number 3. Now, lab number 3, you did a very basic web page, about as basic as you can get. You had a little bit of information, a paragraph or two, an ordered list, an unordered list, a heading, a title. Some of you did confuse the concept of a heading. Again, headings are a heading for a page right over here on this particular page for homework number 4. What it says, CC 3.12, that's the heading, and headings belong in the body of the document, not in the head. Titles belong in the head, not in the body. Okay, the title is what you see on the blue bar all the way on top. That's the title of the page, and that goes in the head. Headings, which you use the H1 tag, H2 tag, the various headings tags, that goes in the body of the document. And then you have the various paragraphs that make up the document itself. Now, here you're going to be continuing with this, what you did in Lab 3, and adding a little bit more complexity. And there are 5 parts to the lab. Make sure you complete all the parts. Some people in Lab number 3 left out a part or two. So make sure you do this. Now, let's just follow along to make sure everybody understands what is required for laboratory and homework number 4. Okay, it's first of all to change the background. Now, you can change the background either by a color, making the background green, blue, yellow, whatever you want, or by using a picture, a background image, okay, by taking a picture and making that the background. And you can do either or, but not both. Remember, this belongs in the body. It belongs in the body tag. I don't want to see multiple body tags. A single body tag, when you open up the body of the document, that's when you create the background for that page. You don't have a separate one. There's a single body tag that you use for that. And basically, that's what you will have to do here. Changing the background either via a color change or an image, not both. Now, second thing is to add another picture in the body of the document. You should have a picture, okay, similar to what was shown to you over here. And matter of fact, I can even show you an example of such a document. Okay, I'll open it up. I'll go over here and I'm going to open up a document for you. And I'm just going to my directory. If I can find it. And I'm going to go and just to open up one of the things that has a background. And this was an example where you saw the background being opened, and this was just pasted over there. Okay. Now, you also have to include an image into the document. And this was an example of including an image. Okay, so you have a couple of examples over here of that. That's part of laboratory number 4 also. So it's 2 things. One is a background. One is an image, and they have to be both included into this laboratory. The third thing, it says add at least 3 links, 3 hyperlinks. Okay, and again, you're free to do them to whatever you want, but there have to be links to 3 different pages and a description of why you chose those links. Whatever reason, very basic description. That's the third thing. Make sure your page includes both a title and a heading, which is something that you should have done in laboratory in homework number 3. So you just carry that over here. Make sure you have them. Again, some of you did not do that properly, so make sure you do it over here properly. That's the 4th thing that's required. And the 5th thing is a form. Form should contain at least 1 text box and at least 1 button. And as it says, at this point, nothing will happen when the button is pressed, but later in the semester, you will learn how to associate the pressing of a button and so on, and how to do things. And so basically, just to remind you what that was about, we had such an example for you. I gave it to you in class also, and I'll open it up over here. And this was an example that had all those different parts. It had a heading, it has a title, has some information, has an image, it has hyperlinks, okay. And down here you see the form, which had a couple of text boxes and also had a button. Okay, Now, any questions on that? That's what's required for this laboratory. And again, you will email me the HTML file. Some people are not emailing HTML files. They're creating the document in Word or WordPerfect or even in WordPad, which by default creates RTL documents. That will not work. That will not display. You have to create text documents. I've mentioned the easiest way to do that. You can use any word processor, but the easiest way is to use a pure text processor, Notepad, and then make sure it is saved as a text file, as an ASCII file. And then you use an extension of .html or .htm and send me that file as an extension. That's what you have to do. Otherwise, it will not display. Now, what I also want to tell you is that since you're going to be including images, those images have to display on my computer. So how are you going to get me to display those images? If you just send me the HTML file and there's no way for me to get to the pictures, which are separate files, they will not display, and I will not give you credit for that part. You lose quite a few points. There are five parts here, and if you don't send me a picture that displays, you lose 20%. So you have to make sure to do it in a way that it will display. So how do you do that? Yes. Well, you include the image file, that's one way of doing it, but then it's a bother for me to do that because you're sending me two documents. You're sending me the file, the HTML file, and a separate image file, and then I have to bring them into a separate directory in order for them to display properly because the image file has to be within there. But tell me, when you go and download a page from the web that has images on it, do they send you separately the HTML file and then the image files? How is it included? How are the images included? Use in the image table. What should be? What should the source be? What? An URL. You have to do the complete URL. In other words, the picture should be web-based. The image itself has to be out there on the internet, web-based. Yes, you see this one over here where I have this picture. Okay, let's see, this one over here, when it has this picture right here, let me show you the source code for this. This one over here, okay, if we go down, we'll look at the source code, as a matter of fact, I'll keep it up. If you take a look, if you look at the image source, it just says myphoto.jpg. So where is that? That happens to be on my local computer. That's on my local drive. It's in the same directory as the HTML file. That's why it's displaying. But if you would then take this HTML file and send it to me, I don't have the JPEG file, and I can't get it. Unless you sent that to me also, but that's not the way it works. That's not the way a web page works. How does it work? Yes, when you get the HTML file, the HTML file should have an URL, a reference to where on the web is the actual image. And so you should be using web-based images. So let me go to a different one, the one that had this one here. And this one here, the image is web-based. So let's take a look at how that was, and I mentioned to this to you. Let's look over here at the source, and you see it has the title, it has a heading, it has lists, it has boldface, italics, and all the way in the bottom is the picture. Now look at the source, and you see in the source is a complete URL. It has http://, and then the complete source of where it is on the web, acc6.its, so on, all the way down to bclogo.gif, which is the name of this file, but it's the complete path on the web. It's telling me you're going to have to go back to the internet, use HTTP to download this, and then it works. And so when you send me homework number 4 and include an image, make sure you use an image that's on the web someplace. It doesn't have to be this picture of the Brooklyn College logo, though you could use that. You can use any picture that's web-based as long as you give me a complete URL. If you just send me the file, that's not complete. That's not what I want. That's not the way you read a web page. That's not how you create a web page. You create a web page by making the image web-based. If you yourself have to have a home page someplace, you can put the picture over there and link to it. But I have to be able to get to it. The browser has to be able to get to it. So when you send me images, if you're going to use an image on the background, like this, here you see the background. This, too, is web-based. If I take a look at the source over here, this background image, no, this is also web-based. It's the bcback_g.gif that Brooklyn College provides. But again, notice in the background, I have the entire URL. So if you're going to use an image, make sure that in the HTML file, you have the complete URL so that I can go, so that the browser can go and pick it up. Don't send me a separate picture. Don't send me a picture that you took with your digital camera and put onto your machine and now you're sending it to me. That's not the way a browser works. A browser has one file, HTML, in the file, embedded in the image tags. There are sources. The sources tell you, go back to the internet, go back to the web, and pick up this picture. That's what you should do. Okay? You know, at home, if you're creating your own page, good. Use all your pictures, whatever you want. But if you're sending them to me, I want to be able to go back to the internet to get it. So make sure you send me internet or web-based images, and you have to describe the entire URL. Any questions on that? Okay? So now you can go ahead and enjoy homework number 4.